BMW Mobile. Kent, KO4CEF. Thank God it's not really Monday.
Tuesday meeting.
Usually, so I'm driving the wife's car this morning. Figure I'm going to start driving it on Tuesday and Thursday. I'll get my radio time.
I was a little bit scratchy.
Driving the wife's car because
I finally got my antenna fixed on my truck, so now I can hook my Antitone into the truck. I just got to get a mic for it and see how it works. I guess I better get an SMA to BNC connector.
Now, my FT3DR on this one, I'm going into the amp.
The watts.
So it's right around like 30 watts, I believe, is supposed to be at the max.
Right now, waiting for the frost to get off.
At my house, showing 28 degrees here right off of the front old Greer roofing with their ugly building.
83 here.
Must have been close to your house whenever I went to the gun show.
Where'd you go?
Hey, we went to the gun show down there at the convention center, and on the way back, I heard you on the radio. I'm like, well, dang, I'm on 29. I got to be close to Ken's house, and I flipped it on reverse, and, man, you were coming in crystal clear.
Was. Where were you at when you heard me?
The exact location. I was, shoot, it wasn't far on 29, right, you know, as you hit Wade Hampton Boulevard from Greenville. It wasn't long after we got on the way there.
Past the Walmart?
Remember exactly. General vicinity.
Down Wade Hampton all the way to where there's a Lowe's on one side and a Home Depot on the other, directly across the street. I'm kind of back behind the Lowe's, back over that way.
Yeah, you were coming in good, because, I mean, you were coming in so well, you sounded better than you do through the repeater.
Was I on my HT?
I wasn't sure. You were talking with somebody else, and I was just chit-chat with my dad, and I just had to pick it up and hit reverse just to see.
Hit reverse. You're just going to the input frequency?
Videos like this one, you just hit an option and it'll flip to the input frequency of the repeater. Now I've got other radios that don't really have that functionality, so you either have to go to a VFO mode and just type it in manually or something. You can do it that way, but it's not as convenient.
Has that?
Yaesu 7250, I don't think it's got a reverse function on it either, so. I know when that gentleman was talking on the net last night, which you probably missed, I was trying to see if I could hear him from the house, but I couldn't.
He's going to be doing a 2-meter simplex net, or try to do that?
This Thursday, I believe. Chris.
All about location, right?
And it's really neat. What it is, they set everybody up by time slots for you to transmit on. And then if everybody can hear you record it.
Yeah, who can hear who, right?
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I mean, I know I can hear Steve from my house on my home antenna. But I think he's got a 50-foot tower, and I'm up about 30 foot, maybe 35 foot with my antenna. So that makes sense, as close as we are, but I don't know who else I can hear from my house.
Sometimes see if we can reach.
That'd be a good little haul from Greer. I know me and Patrick tried single sideband, but there's just too many mountains in the way.
Reverse on Saturday, and you just got on the Wade Hampton, or not far, you know, maybe down there around Bob Jones University or something. That's a good Man, it's bumping 5 miles.
Good. I was real surprised how clear you were coming in, so I knew I was close. I just didn't know exactly. I know you lived in Greer. I just don't know where.
Downway Hampton to 290. Took a left on 290 and went to the Ingalls. I'm kind of across the street from the Ingalls.
That was, good Lord, they had a whole bunch of stuff out there.
What are you looking for?
Came close. He was looking for a particular model 308, you know, breech load and single shot, but he couldn't find it. He did find a 30-06, but my dad's real particular. He loves 308.
Waiting 30-30, but I hate a 30-06.
How he feels about it?
Well, for me, I just don't like it. It's unnecessary.
I was looking for a little bit of ammo while I was there. I was going to get me some Hornady Leverlutions for my 30-30, and I was looking for some more 308 ammo, but good Lord, I found a box of 308, and it was over $50. And I'm just like, I mean, that's a chunk of change. I mean, I know ammo's hard to find, but that's a little bit much.
They got it cheaper than that on some, some websites. I've done that.
You don't know 100% if they're not reloads. You should be able to tell, but, I mean, you know, you can put them in a tumbler and everything else and clean them up. So I was just like, yeah, I don't know about it. So, well, Ken, I'm pulling in the parking lot here, so I'm going to hurry up and say 7-3, jump out, head on in and get ready for this 6 o'clock meeting. So you be safe on your way into work, and hopefully I should get off a little early today. It's Boy Scout Day, so maybe I'll holler at you this evening. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Andrew, you have a good day, and enjoy your meeting, and I look forward to catching you maybe this afternoon. KN4GFW.
Andrew, have a good day. KO4HKX. Morning, Ken.
It must be pretty cool up there this morning.
T223 up here right now.
Down here south, where it's a little bit warmer. 35 here in Greer.
Away as quick as I can go.
I hear you.
This morning.
You're pretty good. And Aunt Mama's off today.
Oh, last week off.
Yeah. Still had to get up early and, you know what I mean, make phone calls and go down there and get rejected and come back home and everything.
Oh, I know. Just joking. Yeah, I've never had to do jury duty, but I can see where it would be a real aggravation.
She interesting. And that, so she didn't mind it too bad. It just, the aggravating part is you have to keep going back and back and back.
Cold up here this morning.
Afternoon, you know, they were calling it like 55 when I was walking the dog, but man, it seemed like it was a 15-mile-an-hour breeze out there in the field.
Yeah, and that breeze was nice and cool too, wasn't it?
If I see the trees swaying at my house, then I go ahead and put on a coat before I walk her. Go back to work yet?
Not yet. He's holding out.
Maybe they'll give him more money just to come back.
Bunch of me and him, that doesn't work.
You should have never sent him home. It's like one of those deals where be careful what you wish for.
Play stupid game, win stupid prize. The jerk that was harassing the net last night gets him a stupid prize.
On with it. Just noise and that right there at the beginning every time somebody quits.
No, he was doing more than that last night. He was obscene language and obscene comments. And all kinds of stuff.
I'll be zeroing in on him. And that, they record everything on this frequency.
Catch him, because I've heard him on other repeaters. I heard him on Mount Mitchell also. And then he's also on the CB sometimes doing the same kind of stupid stuff.
Hard enough to carry on a conversation. If he ever gets him, he'll wish they hadn't.
I hope they do. Andrew last night trying to take it to the net had to keep turning the radio down so his kids wouldn't hear it.
Some kind of interference down there at the bottom of the hill down there by Tadpoles on 29. Just the radio really acts up both frequencies when I go through there. But there's a big tower there also.
I'm on that tower then. That interferes with the radios when you get close to it. I know over by Furman, the main entrance there where they put the solar panels, when I come through there of an evening, it'll mess it up the radio. Rarely hear anything.
Anybody on a Facebook group, they were talking about putting a radio in like a Tesla and everything. Had anybody done it? And you know, I don't guess anybody had done it yet, but one guy was saying that, I think he was doing HF, and the guy was saying he can tell you what ones are probably bad for it because when they pull up beside him, his HF radio goes crazy.
Okay, guy on YouTube that put a HF radio in a Tesla, and he's not having any trouble out of it, so, but I can't remember which radio he put in.
Can help about charging one of those things. And I guess it comes with a charger that you just plug into the wall and that, but man, it is a really slow charger.
Well, you got to take 110 to charge something like that. Or you got to put a 220 charging station in. I know that's how the Volts came. It was 8 or 12 hours to charge them on a 110, but the 220 cut it down in half, so that was your compromise.
It is like 4 miles per hour of charge, and it was like it was stupid ridiculous. Or you could pay an electrician anywhere between $1,000 to $5,000 to get a charger put in.
Gas prices, you can buy a lot of gas for $5,000.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And then I saw an article this morning, I didn't read it, but it was saying that E85 ethanol gasoline was worse on the emissions than regular gasoline.
That one, but it wouldn't surprise me. Something to do with all the additives they have to put in it to make it work. KO4 HX.
Day over in Berea.
Day is Poinsett Highway there in Cherrydale all day. KO4 HX. So prices went up yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm rolling by a gas station. Let's see what it is. Hang on. Oh, $3.79. And man, it's so mid-grade gas is $3.79, premium is $3.79, and diesel is $3.79.
I know. I stopped to fill up diesel yesterday, and somehow or another, I stopped at the QT on the way home on 25 there, just above Traveler's Rest, and it was $3.49.
$3.49, Ed. I mean, if you're getting 100 gallons, that 30 cents a gallon is huge.
And that wasn't their advertised price. Their advertised price was $3.59. I just remembered I started my day off in Traveler's Rest and went down to Berea where I normally get fuel because it's cheaper. And it was $3.79, so I'll just get it on the way home. That's a steep stop, and it was actually 10 cents cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
Stations around, especially like, you know, the end of Wade Hampton going down towards Red Lobster and 291 that are, I don't know if they're, I guess they don't pump as much fuel, so they're slower to change. So when you see one change, you can quick run down to the other one and it won't change yet, and it may be 10 or 15 cents cheaper.
That's the way it is in some places around here, I've noticed. but the QTs seem to be the first one to go up.
I guess, man, they're busy. Have you ever tried to get to a QT pump?
Yeah, I did. Years ago, I always tried to stop at the QTs, and I'm like, I just got tired of fighting the people to get in. So, with these bigger trucks, it's just too hard. I just give up.
The QT over there at the Wade Hampton High School on Wade Hampton Boulevard, man, that thing is, it's a bear to get to the pump. It's always full up.
The one is right there on the corner of Wade Hampton and Locust Hill, and then the one over in Berea where 253 comes back out on Whitehorse. You can't get near them things most of the time.
And the one by me, you know, right there at Locust Hill and 29, it's like, it's stupid ridiculous. It is just seriously busy all the time.
Yeah, but probably going to have to make the jump over the other repeater, KO4HKX. I'll meet you there.
Catch you there. KN4TFW, clear.